This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Dunn County Health Department is encouraging residents to take advantage of free testing for their private wells. According to a press release, health department officials are hoping to test the private wells of 300 residents this summer. It's the fourth year that the county has offered the free testing. They sampled nearly 1,000 private wells throughout the area in 2023, with the goal of conducting follow-up or new testing for about 300 wells each year. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is also offering discounted testing on drinking water samples this month. The water sample kits can be picked up in person from the health department or requested by mail online. Anyone who returns their sample kit between April 13th and 23rd can get a discount on testing for things like nitrates and bacteria. Samples taken should be returned for testing within 24 hours of collection. In addition to letting residents know if their water is safe to drink, the testing also allows local health departments to better understand trends in groundwater conditions and identify sources of contamination like agricultural runoff or fertilizers. The City of Menominee is reminding residents that it will offer curbside pickup for spring yard waste over the next few weeks. According to a press release, the Menominee Street Department will conduct curbside pickups each Monday for the rest of April. Residents who wish to take advantage of the services must leave their yard waste on their curb no sooner than Sundays and no later than 7 a.m. on the scheduled pickup day. They can also drop yard waste off themselves at the city landfill on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. The Chippewa Valley Bee Expo will return to Chippewa Falls this weekend following a successful first year. The second iteration of the event will once again take place at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds this weekend, kicking off at 9 a.m. on Saturday. Over 70 vendors are scheduled to attend the event, providing fun learning activities for kids and demonstrations like how to use honey when cooking. Tickets can be purchased at the door, covering one-day admission for $15 or two-day admission for $20. Kids under 12 can attend for free. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin employers could soon see some relief from worker shortages. Yesterday in Milwaukee, Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill letting DACA recipients apply for job licenses. The new law opens doors for dreamers to work in high-need fields like nursing, teaching, and skilled trades if they meet all state requirements.
Wisconsin's workforce shortages persist, and we can't afford to leave out anyone who's willing to participate in our success.
Evers says it's the right move for the economy. Some critics disagree, saying the state should focus on training more citizens instead. The number of those filing for unemployment for the first time are increasing across Wisconsin. That's according to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Labor. It shows that for the week ending March 28th, there were more than 4,400 first-time filings in the state. That's more than 800 more filings compared to the week before. Nationally, the number of filings decreased compared to the week prior. And the Milwaukee Brewers are pairing their new City Connect uniforms with a fresh taste of Wisconsin tradition. Starting tonight, fans at American Family Field can enjoy City Connect Supper Club Fridays. A special menu features classic Supper Club dishes and old fashions. The Supper Club pop-up debuts the same day the team shows off its new City Connect jerseys against the Nationals. Those feature a logo that says Wisco. It'll return for every Friday home game this season. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the Brooklyn Nets tonight in the final home game of the season. Bucks GM John Horst says his relationship with Giannis Antetokounmpo is not strained, but acknowledges there could be changes in the offseason. Giannis ruled out for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series at AmFam Field against the Nationals. The crew coming off their first series loss of the season after being shut out by the Red Sox 5-0 on Wednesday. Pitcher Shane Drouin, charged with the loss in his Major League debut, Pat Murphy.
This is a learning experience. I've been out there. I got through it. Okay, that's my debut. It wasn't five innings of shutout, but it very easily could have been.
Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers on to the national championship game. They beat North Dakota last night 2-1. The Badgers play Denver tomorrow at 4:30 for the title. Golf. The 90th Masters is underway. Round two today. The forecast through the weekend in Augusta looks great with sunshine and temperatures in the 80s. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a nice sunny day today. Our high right around 54 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.